How to Cope with Michelin Web.
Read by David Mitchell and Robert Webb.
How to Cope with Being Normal. As has become clear to you over the years, every single one of your friends is mad. Perhaps not dangerously mad, maybe it's too soon to spike their drinks with anti-madness drugs or conspire with a doctor to get them sectioned. They probably don't actually scare you or make you question the nature of reality on a regular basis. But still, the evidence has been accumulating for some time now, like hot water percolating through an experience filter to produce a large jug of mad coffee. They are mad, and you are normal. How did this happen? Before we begin this important scientific investigation, it might be useful to define some terms. By mad, I do not, of course, mean genuinely mentally ill. This is because this is a chapter in a comedy book, and genuine mental illness is not usually very funny. If you are a mental health professional or work for a mental health charity, I really can't urge you strongly enough at this point to back off. Obviously, there's no reason why serious subjects can't be dealt with in a humorous way, but that's not really what we're into here, and so I really do implore you to shove it. Similarly, when I use the term normal, I'm talking about you. You holding this book right now, possibly picking your nose, humming the theme tune to a TV show that never existed, standing in Waterstones wondering if that guy in the jacket is staring at you, hopping discreetly from one leg to another because you've only just realised that you need a wee, picturing a child's drawing of a house with blue smoke coming out of the windows. You're normal. The blue smoke is drifting upwards out of the windows, not falling out onto the ground like blue dry ice. That would mean you were mad. So, to anyone studying psychology, psychiatry, sociology, or any post-structural deconstructionalist semantic doctrines such as hermeneutics or phenomenology, whose reaction to my use of the word normal is something like, yeah, right, but what does normal mean anyway? I really do, in all humility, suggest that you pipe down and shit off. This is because I, too, am normal. I think I've made a very convincing case.